Travel to the corner of U.S. Highway 31 and State Road 28, and you will see economic growth. A factory building that sat vacant for 7 years now boasts a parking lot full of employees at the Chrysler Tipton Transmission Plant. Just a stone's throw away from the Chrysler building sits Cheryl's Eat Here and Get Gas, a small diner that has been in business for more than 50 years. Owner Debbie Neff says business is benefiting from the plant's opening.
Since Chrysler's opened up, I mean, I'm up 20 to 30%. And, you know, finally it's like things are looking good.
Although Cheryl's has survived so long without Chrysler, Neff says the highway location is a major reason the diner has survived.
Since I'm right here on 31, a lot of drive-by too, who are familiar with our sign, Eat Here and Get Gas. A lot of people come in for the and eat here on their way to Notre Dame. Actually, I have more road business than I do Tipton.
But on April 1st, 2015, the Indiana Department of Transportation will take control of the piece of land that Cheryl's has sat on for so long to build an overpass, something Debbie Neff wishes was just an April Fool's joke.
They are taking us out. They're just giving us fair market value for our real estate.
Many restaurant regulars hope the diner will move into Tipton, but Neff says she doubts Cheryl's will continue.
Financially, it'll be too hard, unless we would already find an existing place, which is going to be hard to find a place that's in a location like we have.
Many customers and employees of the diner are emotional about the state's decision to tear it down.
It's just, you know, it's going to be sad because I'm going to miss waking up at 4:30 in the morning and coming here and seeing all my friends, too.
In Tipton, Devin Schott for IPR News.